Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The third baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Rona. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes McLemore. The throw from Rona and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines hits a pop-up into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grebeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Grebeck moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Burks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Rona is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rona hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds hits a line drive into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to third. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hewlett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Rona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rona strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Moyer covering, for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Devereaux for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Rona is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rona hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammonds hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gielen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-3 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura pinch hits for Bo Jackson. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura hits a line drive towards first. Seghi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.